Today is called the Forgiveness Sunday. And when we come on Easter Sunday, we say we will forgive everything because of the resurrection. But we know that forgiveness is a process. It is not a one-time deal. I forgive and everything is done. Sometimes forgiveness takes a long time. There's a story about a very rich man who died and left in his will the following words as he gave his wealth away. And finally he came and said, "To my nephew Bill, who didn't like me, who made fun of me, and who said I was an old man who would never remember him in my will. Well, Bill, hello, enjoy your Social Security check." He didn't receive any money, but sometimes people hold on to anger for a very long time. It's interesting to see that the Savior gave us an example of forgiveness on the cross. While the nails were still in his body, while no one apologized, while no one came to his aid, pain makes the whole process of forgiveness difficult. But it's sad to say that sin is very egotistical. And when someone hurts you, it has almost nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. And so what they do to you is an attempt to get rid of the pain in their own life and perhaps to manipulate and to control you. And if you give in to anger and retribution and pain, then you build for yourself a fortress or a prison which becomes impregnable to forgiveness and the future. Because forgiveness is that characteristic which is always a part of love. It is always a part of healing. It is always part of those people who will say to themselves, "This hurts. But if I don't forgive, then it will rob me. It will rob me of good choices, of a future life. It will rob me of the power of freedom." Because anger and lack of forgiveness is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. "Look how angry I am." This righteousness sometimes hides itself that way. If you remember, Bram Stoker wrote a book called Dracula about an evil person who takes the life by taking the lifeblood out of people. And in the original story, a vampire could not come into your life, into your house, unless he was invited. You are the only one who can become the living dead if you voluntarily refuse to forgive, because sin is the only enemy of humanity. It is the only thing that takes your energy and your future from you, and you condemn yourself to thinking about the past. Listen to the vocabulary of anger. What was done to me, what he did, what she said, what happened. Instead of saying, "What can I do? What can I choose? What can I become? How can I focus?" So the cross for Christians becomes the symbol of freedom, because Jesus on the cross said, "Forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, because I have a life to live." And all his time on the cross, Jesus made decisions, talked about the future, gave his mother into the care of the Apostle John, said to the good thief, today you will be with me in paradise. His entire vocabulary was focused not on the nails, not on the crucifixion, but about a man who had a mission. And that mission was centered on the power of forgiveness. Because forgiveness never said that the evil was done was okay. But it said it's not okay to simply live in the past, condemn yourself to think about what was done, and forget about the future that is always guaranteed to those people who are willing to let go of the pain and the anger and say, I choose what my life will become, and I choose forgiveness and freedom. Slava Isusu Christo.